From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 10 people are dead, another 10 wounded after a 17-year-old opened fire at a high school in Santa Fe, Texas, southeast of Houston here in the U.S. The alleged shooter is in police custody and has been charged with murder. We get more now from VOA's Jeff Custer.
U.S. President Donald Trump, speaking at a White House event Friday, expressed heartbreak over the latest school shooting and conveyed support for the students, families, teachers, and personnel at Santa Fe High.
My administration is determined to do everything in our power to protect our students, secure our schools, and to keep weapons out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to others. Everyone must work together at every level of government to keep our children safe.
The Santa Fe High School shooting comes about 3 months after a shooting in Parkland, Florida, killed 17 students and school staff members at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. That incident rekindled the national debate over gun control and triggered demonstrations across the United States. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Series of explosions killed at least 8 civilians, wounded more than 40 others. It happened in eastern Afghanistan. Authorities have yet to identify the type of explosion. No group has claimed responsibility for the bombings, but authorities are suspicious that the Islamic State group might be behind the attack. The terror group has carried out similar attacks in the province. World Health Organization warning the Ebola outbreak in the northeastern northwestern part of Democratic Republic of Congo is posing a very high public risk, but does not right now constitute a public health emergency of international concern. There are 25 reported deaths from the outbreak. This is VOA News. More than 100 people died. It happened when an airliner crashed shortly after takeoff from Havana's main airport. It was on a domestic flight in Cuba. Officials are saying there were 3 survivors. They were pulled from the wreckage and are in critical condition in the hospital. A witness said the jetliner made an abrupt turn before it crashed just after taking off. Pakistan and India have accused each other's militaries of launching unprovoked shelling across their disputed Kashmir frontier, skirmishes that officials said caused mostly civilian casualties on both sides. Pakistani Foreign Ministry summoned India's top diplomat in Islamabad to protest what it condemned as unprovoked ceasefire violations. Indian military officials accuse Pakistan of firing first. The United Nations Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein has criticized Israel for the systemic deprivation of Palestinian human rights.
Israel, as an occupying power under international law, is obligated to protect the population of Gaza and ensure their welfare. But they are, in essence, caged in a toxic slum from birth to death.
Aviva Raz-Schechter is Israel's permanent representative at the UN in Geneva.
It is deplorable that this council, which pretends to be interested in the truth, turns a blind eye to the reality on the ground and unjustifiably condemns Israel for protecting its population. The loss of life could have been avoided had Hamas refrained from sending terrorists to attack Israel under the cover of the riots while exploiting its own civilian population as human shields.
The two were speaking at a special session of the UN Human Rights Council to discuss the tensions between the people of Gaza and Israel. United Nations has released a new report on the world's economy, and they say it looks good, as we hear now from AP's Rita Foley.
The UN says economic growth around the world has been so good, it's beating expectations. And the party's going to continue, it predicts, with the global economy expanding by 3.2% this year and next year. But there are some risks, says the UN, and they are increasing. Notable among them, the possibility of a trade war among the world's biggest nations. That and other troubles could drop growth next year to just 1.8%, says the UN. I'm Rita Foley.
And the time has come. Britain's Prince Harry and American Meghan Markle will be getting married. They'll do that shortly. Huge crowds gathered there in the historic town of Windsor. Local ceremony begins at about midday local time. 14th century St. George's Chapel is the location on the grounds of Windsor Castle. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello, welcome. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host in Washington. Mothers, they do so much for us. No matter where we live on this earth, our moms put us here. Many countries honor mothers and mother figures once a year, but in North America, we do it on this second Sunday in May. So this edition of Music Time in Africa is for all of you mothers out there. I hope you're tuned in because the program is full of special Mother's Day music, heartfelt shout-outs, and dedications to you. The Song of the Week by Tikenja Fakoli is a dedication to his mother and to all African women. And at the bottom of the hour, we get to enjoy the full 9-minute, 50-second original version of the best Mother's Day anthem of all time, Sweet Mother. So sit back, peepas, and especially you, Maz, put your feet up, get them rubbed, have a cup or a glass, and enjoy the show. I'm starting us off today in the good old U.S. of A. This song is by the Dixie Cups from 1963 New Orleans, back when my mom was still a teenager. Hi, Mom. I hope you're sitting by the pool right now, enjoying a nice Cuba Libre with Maynard and Lulu by your side. Here's Iko Iko.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about henna, henna, henna. Iko Iko ande, Giacomo Fino anane, Giacomo Finane. Look at my king all dressed in red. Iko Iko ande, I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finane, talking about henna. Henna, Iko Iko ande, Giacomo Fino anane, Giacomo Finane. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about henna, henna, henna. Iko Iko ande, Giacomo Fino anane, Giacomo Finane. See that guy all dressed in green, Iko Iko ande. He's not a man, he's a loving machine. Giacomo Finane, talking about henna, henna, henna. Iko Iko ande, Giacomo Fino anane, Giacomo Finane. Talking about henna, henna, henna. Iko Iko ande, Giacomo Fino anane, Giacomo Finane, Giacomo Finane, Giacomo Finane.
All right. Hello, everybody, and happy Mother's Day. This is Heather Maxwell, and we're at the top of Music Time in Africa.
Hello, my name is Alex from Uganda. I'm sending out my shout to my wife, Juliet. I love her so much. She's currently in Nairobi, but she's the mother of my son, Jesse. I love her so much. She's my hero. And also I'm sending this shout to my Karen Ashmore. She lives in Denver, Colorado. I love her so much. Thank you.
Mama.
right. Hello, lovies. That was Mori Kante from Guinea with Mama. Okay, so today's Mother's Day, and I have lots of help celebrating it. Some of you, plus VOA personalities from the Africa Division right here in Washington, are contributing shout-outs and song choices to the mothers in your lives. You recognize this guy.
Hello, lovely people. This is Kwame Asante Ofori, a.k.a. Mr. Asante, here for you now and always. And this time, I am not here to talk about Song of the Week with Heather Maxwell, but rather here to dedicate a song to my mother, yes, my mother, for Mother's Day. And the song I'm dedicating to her is Kotosa by Wuta. Now, Kotosa celebrates womanhood and everything it takes being a woman, how beautiful it is to be a woman and what women bring to the table. And I know my mom has been a strength and a guide throughout my life, and she's part of the reason I am here and who I am today. And I'll just love to dedicate this song to her. She really loves the song, and you guys should see her when she boogies down to it. Happy Mother's Day, Mother. And yesterday was your birthday, May 12th. Thank you very much for being a beautiful woman and a loving and caring woman.
Your love to be by surprise, and it's a fact that I can't deny. Someone be-
Yes, that was Kotosa by Wuta. And it was introduced and selected just for Mother's Day by our very own English to Africa service producer and Song of the Week regular, Kwame Ofori. I'm Heather Maxwell, and today is MTIA's Mother's Day special. I've got several friends with me, too, to help celebrate.
Hello. I would like to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, especially my mom. She's the best mom there is. She's taken care of me since I was still a young baby, and she still loves me, and I just want to tell her that I love her more. So happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Hello, and thank you, Heather Maxwell. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi, Kenya. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to celebrate Mother's Day on Music Time in Africa. You know, this is, of course, a very special occasion because we remember the contribution and the love and the support of the women in our lives, and specifically our mothers. So I'd love to say a special hello to my mother who's right here in Nairobi, and to thank her from deep down in my heart for the love and care through the years and all the beautiful compassion. Thank you, Mom. What would we do without you? And here is a very special song just to celebrate you. It's a very popular young Kenyan artist called Bahati, which is the Swahili name for blessing. So everything just fits in really nicely. And the song, quite naturally, is called Mama. Mama.
Mama, wacha nikuimbie, nipe tu right. Hello, peepas. That was Mama, a song by Bahati from Kenya, dedicated by reporter Bill Odidi to his mother in Nairobi.
Asante Mama.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Okay, so as you know, we're all about mothers today. But before we get back into music for our mamas and Song of the Week, let me read a few messages by you for your moms. Here's the first one. Hi, MTIA. Please, my shout-out goes to my mom, Fatima Muhammad Ali. Your regular listener, Saidu Muhammad Ali, Nigeria. Now, next up is Dorcas Isaacs, who says, Happy Mother's Day to my mother, Sis Princess K.H. Alua. She's the one behind all my success today and still doing it. Mohammed Omar Smart Kanu writes this, A big shout out to my sweet mother. Also to you, I guess that's me, and to Mother on Planet Earth. Now, Klasa Bubakar Kargbo says simply, My mom is my life. Finally, Larry Farian. He writes, I'm listening to MTIA from Accra, Ghana. My shout out goes to my mother, Hajia Sahadat Karim. Please, I want her to know that she's the pillar behind all my success and the reason I'm alive today.
And this is the Song of the Week.
And it's another Song of the Week with Kwame Asante Ofori.
Hey, 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 Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
It's Mother's Day.
Yes, it is.
Yes! And I found the perfect song.
Great.
Yeah, it's by Tikenja Fakoli.
Mm-hmm.
The song is from 2010, and it's called Iniche, which means thank you, mother.
Nice. Let's jump right into it.
Now and now and now. Now and now and now. In it, now and now and now. Canewolo, Beleala. Canebalo, O Beleala. Canewolo, Nyanina. Canebalo, O Nyanina. Now is such a nebulo. Nekona isara tene bolo, na isara ye ala le bolo, na isara ye ala le bolo, na we na we na, na we na we na, iniche iniche, na we na we na. Balo, Beleala, now and 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 Na isara ala le bolo na
Kiniche, Kiniche, nawe, 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 Kiniche, Kiniche. Now and now and
now. Oh yeah, for this Mother's Day, the song Perfecto. Yes, my mom's birthday was yesterday.
Oh yeah, so
I'm definitely going to play this to her so she knows how important she is, because that's what the song carries.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
This is Heather Maxwell.
And this is Mr. Santa here for you now and always.
On Song of the Week. Happy Mother's Day.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Mother's Day blessing to you, Heather, for dedicating your program to all mothers in the world. I like to wish happy Mother's Day to a loving, selfless, and hardworking person I ever know in this world. That person is my mother, Almaz Makonnen. Mom, I can't thank you enough for all that you have done for me. On this Mother's Day, wishing you all the love, health, and happiness that you so deserve. I would like to send a special music dedication to you, ma'am. Yenat Wuletwa by Bizumesh Bakalam.
Yenat Wuletwa Anibasa Dale Dekunetwa Bizu Yeah, why can't I be in all that? It's a
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind the ice and snow. On my way to Bamako, to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate, you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, a great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, gonna meet his family.
For all mothers out there, thank you for your love of family and communities. On this Mother's Day, I dedicate Dolly Parton's song to you. She is an eagle when she flies. Yours truly, Esther Githui Ewart.
She's been there. God knows she's been there. She has seen and done it all. She's a woman. She knows how to dish it out or take it all. Her heart's as soft as feathers, still she weathers stormy skies. And she's a sparrow when she's broken, but she's an eagle when she flies. A kaleidoscope of colors, you can toss her round and round. You can keep her in your vision, but you'll never keep her down. She's a lover, she's a mother, she's a friend. And she's a wife, and she's a sparrow when she's broken, but she's an eagle when she flies. Gentle as the sweet magnolia, strong.
Beautiful. Hello, darling listeners. This is Heather Maxwell, and that was Eagle When She Flies by the lovely Dolly Parton. Next, what you've all been waiting for, the original 9-minute, 50-second African anthem, Sweet Mother. But first this.
This is Lionel Gahima wishing Happy Mother's Day to my lovely mother, who unfortunately passed away in 1997. I will always remember you, Mother, as remarkable, loving, strong, heroic, selfless, and resourceful mother. I still love you, and I miss you.
Sweet mother, I never forget you.
cry again. When I want sleep, my mother go bed me. She go lie me well, well for bed. She cover me cloth, say make you sleep. Sleep, sleep, my pikin. Thank you.
right. Hello, sweet listeners and sweet mothers. Happy Mother's Day. This is your host, Heather Maxwell. Facebook follower and fellow returned Peace Corps volunteer, Deborah Traore. Hi, Deborah. She requested anything Nahawa Dumbia or Dusu Pagayoko. Well, here you go, Deborah. This is Nahawa's song, Jamado. Okay, babies, this is our last song of the hour. It's presented by one of our own in the English to Africa service, John Tanza of South Sudan.
Hello, this is John Tanza. Happy Mother's Day to all the resilient women in South Sudan who stood strong during difficult times. I salute your courage and dedicate this song, Omega, by Victoria Ole, to all of you.
Was Victoria Ole with Omega. It's time to say goodbye, music lovers. I hope you enjoyed this special Mother's Day show. Thanks so much for joining me, and a special thanks go to those of you who contributed to today's program, too. My VOA friends, Lionel Gahima, Des McConnen, Kwame Ofori, Esther Githui Ewart, John Tanza, and Bill Odidi in Nairobi. And also to you listeners, Alex Zizinga and Dumininu, a.k.a. Mr. Banana. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio, That's on Fridays at 09:05 UTC, and also Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay blessed. Love you, mamas.